Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, welcome to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm joined by Amy Williams. You know her because she's Amy, y'all, on Instagram. She is an Atlanta-based ceramic artist and your new best friend. Her work features playful designs, brush lettering, and as much color as possible. You know her from her rainbow mugs. She has been described as, quote, "Is there nothing she won't put on the internet?" And, quote, "What did she say? I can't understand her accent." Amy, welcome to the show.
Hello. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to have you. I don't know how we became friends on Instagram, but it was something about your in-laws. But do we remember like what I was commenting on?
Yes.
Or your in-laws, rather. Yeah, your girlfriend, your partner's parents. Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, they had gotten us some tea from their recent trip to Ireland, and I mistakenly said that it was expired, and Elaine instantly was like, oh my God, you better, Elaine is my girlfriend, you better tell everyone that it's not expired. Like, her parents are watching my Instagram stories, and I'm like, okay, fine. And then here you come out of nowhere, justice for Elaine's parents.
That's right.
It is so funny. I just told them this weekend about you, and they are like, starstruck. They're like, oh my God, someone likes us? And I'm like, yes, of course. You guys are
move
the best.
Over, Amy. I have new best friends, and they are Elaine's parents. Hashtag Elaine's parents. Every time they come up in Amy's stories, I reply to them, I say hashtag Elaine's parents. But now I'm remembering, yes, justice for Elaine's parents. Because Elaine was so mad that you put on Instagram that the tea had expired. And that is the tea. The expired tea. And then ever since then, I just think you're so fucking funny. I love your energy. I love your work. And I am so happy to have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm delighted to be here. And I'm not just saying that because that's what everybody says.
No. I'm delighted to be here. I believe you. I'm actually, do you see what I'm wearing right now?
I do. Oh, it looks fantastic.
Of all of the things that I have potentially influenced you, the listener, to buy, Amy actually influenced me to buy this sweatshirt from an Etsy store. I want to get the name, so I'll insert it in the show notes. Do you know it? It's Lady Viv.
Lady,
that's right.
Viv. Yeah.
She did a very, and also a very size inclusive line. I'm wearing a 2XL, and you said you got a 2XL too, because I like a little, you don't want your sweatshirt to feel like a shirt. People don't, you know, so I sized up usually one, but it says mentally at the Beauty Lab and Laser parking lot, which is, of course, a call to the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City in the location where Jen Shah was sharrested for crimes against the elderly and vulnerable.
Allegedly.
Alleged crimes. Sorry, I do not want to get sued. Sorry, Amy is actually Jen Shah's lawyer. She comes representing, it's Jen Shah and Amy versus the people. Question for you, because we're recording this Monday after Super Bowl Sunday, and Sunday's technically when Salt Lake City is on. Did they have a new episode last night?
No, they did not. And me, a non-sports person, was livid. And my girlfriend, you know, she's deep into
just
Winter
call
Olympics.
Her Elaine. Call her Elaine.
You're right.
Elaine.
Just call her Elaine. She's famous. She's watching the Winter Olympics. She wants to watch the Super Bowl. And I'm like, no, I need to be with my ladies. I need to be with my girls.
Yeah.
And it wasn't on. So
I know
next week's the finale.
You know, I'm very excited about that. You know, NBC broadcasted the Super Bowl, and they own the Olympics coverage. And of course, they are Bravo. They are the parent company to Bravo. So I'm sure they were like, we can't put all three on at once. But I say, why not? I usually watch the day after. I usually wake up in the morning while I'm having my coffee and, like, you know, folding laundry and, like, doing little morning things. I, like, watch the ladies. And I was, like, waiting for it to upload to BravoTV.com, and it didn't. But I will say, man, I'm surprised you're not into the Winter Olympics. Not for you.
I'm so emotional. I will cry at the drop of a hat. Like if a TikTok is too even like sad or happy or someone's performing well, I'm just weeping. Yeah. And I don't have the constitution for live sports because I want everyone to do a good job. And if they fall, then I fall. And I just can't handle it. So I normally have a book like I'm reading while she's watching the Olympics and she's deep. Like I haven't seen her in like 2 weeks because she's just constantly watching the pics. That's what we call it, the pics.
I stand with you on that. My favorite part about the Olympics is that I don't like sports. I'm not a sports fan. My husband's very into basketball. And so by osmosis, I have learned a lot about the Philadelphia 76ers and could tell you things and be like, whose voice is that speaking? As I tell you about like Ben Simmons drama. But for the winter, for any Olympics, it's such a fun opportunity for me personally to be like overly invested for like a finite period of time. So like for three weeks, I love Shaun White. I'm like looking at Shaun White merch. I'm like, should I buy a Shaun White sweatshirt? Khloe Kim, like, should I follow her on Instagram? Should I DM her? You know, and then in like, I mean, those are the biggest names, but like, I am like total, I was totally invested in the ski shooting, which is just,
oh my God.
Yes. Skiing and shooting. And was like, oh, it's so unfair that they, and I like know the rules and I'm like, you know what? It's bullshit. Now, and the other night I'm watching pairs skating, which has to be the most flamboyant thing on earth. And I'm obsessed with it. I love it so much. And that was fun, though kind of uncomfortable to watch because it's like so over the top. But then in 2 weeks, it'll be over and I'll be like, I've never heard of Shaun White. I don't know who that is. Yeah.
Chloe Hu.
Yeah, Chloe Hu. It's like a blackout. It's like a sports blackout where, you know, I don't anymore. But I remember there was a time in, I think, 2012 where like my friends and I wore like American flag, like bandana, like headbands. I would never wear one now because people would be like, oh, my gosh, like, she's racist.
Right. You love this so, country? What?
I know, right. Exactly. But no, I cannot get my dick up for football though. So that I do draw the line there.
It's too long. I'm like, there's 45 seconds left, but that could last an hour. I don't get it. I'm not there.
It's like play a little longer. It's like you're constantly blowing the whistle and stopping playing.
Right.
I could do that.
But I will say,
yeah.
The team that won yesterday, right? The Rams or whatever, little guy that got on to the interview. This is the only thing I watched in the Super Bowl. He gets on the interview and he's like, I'm going to play in the confetti with my daughter. He's openly weeping on TV. And I was like, okay, I like sports.
Yeah.
I loved that he was just like crying.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
We love a vulnerable sportsman. And I also saw that too. It's very cool to see, you know, because I live in Los Angeles and you could hear fireworks and you could hear people screaming. And of course, like, I didn't even know Los Angeles had a football team until 2 weeks ago. So I was like, holy shit. And then someone was like, we actually have two teams. And I was like, what?
That's too many.
But it's fun after the 2 years we've had, it's like very nice to see people be happy. I'm like, that's fun that you get excited about sports. Like, that's not my thing. But I really, when Jen Shah gets arrested at the Beauty Lab and Laser parking lot, I want you to feel that same respect for me. You know, like,
exactly.
I want that. And sometimes I feel like football fans don't give it to us. You know, it's like, I don't, you know,
I feel like they never give it to us.
They've never given it to us. Would you die for a Real Housewives halftime show?
I would die. Are you kidding me?
Die.
But like, who would be on it? I can't even.
Teresa.
That's fair. I can't let myself dream that big. So I can't even tell you who could be on it.
Well, did you watch The Ultimate Girls Trip?
No, I've been saving it because
okay.
I just started. I'm like not that well versed with Housewives. And
oh, wow.
Like a few months ago, I started Atlanta because I'm like, this is where I live. Like, I may as well see what we're
so
up
good.
To.
Like from the beginning, like Kim Zolciak's wigs from the beginning. Incredible. Incredible. Incredible.
And now I've met her in person and she is.
Wait, how? Tell us more.
It is the craziest story and like very confusing. But basically my best friend, her brother-in-law, like died last year. This has started out so weird, but he was like good friends with Kim and Brielle.
Oh, wow.
And so when he died, they like really turned his death into their personality. Now I'm going to get sued, but
no. Wow. I get that. Yeah, wow.
It was wild. And so she was at the funeral and like, she's in this like slinky dress, like slit up to her hip, not wearing any underwear. At one point, the wind is just rushing. It opens her dress up. I get a full show of what Kim has to offer.
Oh,
it was the craziest thing I've ever experienced. Geez. And then.
Holy shit. Then, okay.
So it's time to leave. We're graveside, right? It's time to leave. But the way that the procession was like got us into the graveyard, we're kind of stuck and you have to wait till everybody leaves to, you know, wait your turn.
Right.
But Croy decided that he didn't want to wait.
And Croy so is Kim's like, husband, by the way.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Yes. Yep. They just like casually drove over some graves.
No fucking way.
And I mean, to be clear, that sounds crazy, but it was the like the ones on the ground, you know, not tombstones.
Were, yeah,
like,
yeah, 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 yeah. No, but like they like, are still tombstones. They're just not 3D. Wow.
Right. It was, we were just sitting around like, is this really happening? Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to get sued. She's probably not going to come for me, right?
That's funny. No. Kim doesn't even listen to every episode of G-Thanks. Just a few.
Stop it.
I'm kidding. I'm dead that. That, did anyone catch this on video? I would have literally started filming and like speed dialed anyone at Bravo being like, here you go.
I should have, but I didn't know her yet. So I was just right. Like, oh, this is just that housewife. Like, who is she? Whatever. And so then afterwards, I started like binging the seasons. And I'm just like, I wish that I could have like put two and two together a little bit more, you know?
Well, you did.
And like seeing her face transformation.
Well, that's all of them, though. That's every housewife.
That is true.
Like they
that's
all
true.
Are like, just first they're either getting bad work done or they're all going to the same doctor to get work done. They all just look like themselves.
That's so
true. Like gun to head, if you showed me Dorit from Beverly Hills against like a Kardashian and against one of the Selling Sunset cast members, and was like, "There's a bullet in here, and I will shoot you if you get this wrong," I'd be dead. I'd be like, "Let me call, let me say my last goodbyes." I couldn't tell you.
Right.
Wow, wild, wow, Kim Zolciak, tea, and that's expired tea. I really love that for you, and I hate that for her. But it is very true to form. I feel like from what
it's
I know
Kim.
About Kim,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, hot damn. Okay, so Amy, wow. I love you. Came in hot with the goss.
I know, sorry. I was not planning to talk about that, but here we are.
No, I'm glad you did. That's what this show is all about. So you are a maker. You're a creator. Is that your full-time job? You are an artist full-time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us what that's like.
It feels so crazy. It is amazing and stressful and like very fun and terrible and all of the words at once. Like I never thought this was going to be it for me. I used to work at a ceramic studio, and then I was asked to leave the ceramic studio after like 10 years. And
why?
I completely lost because basically the owners, like, they just didn't like me. They didn't like that I like had dreams bigger than their studio. You know, it was just that kind of stuff. So
they wanted people who did not aspire to anything more than working for them.
Yes. And they didn't like when you disagreed with what their ideas were. So they restructured the company.
Okay.
And asked me to leave, which really kind of fucked me up because I was like, you know, when your job is like your whole life, I just couldn't figure out what was going to be next. But luckily I like freaked out for a couple months and then decided like, oh, I can do this myself. And I have been ever since. So yeah, I've been full-time for myself for like 2 years now, 2.5 years.
What is the best and worst part of being on your own?
I think it is making your own schedule. Like there's no consistency in my schedule, and I hate that. I would love a, like, 9-to-5, but then I would also hate it at the same time.
I'm the same way. Every year I go in, and I'm like, this year I'm going to have, like, a routine. And I even saw you posted to your Instagram earlier, like, things you have to do this week. Like, are you just not naturally like that and you're trying, or have you gotten to a place of setting a schedule that you actually live by? Because my problem is like, I'll set a schedule, but I won't do it. I won't like follow it. No, because no one's there to tell you to. You're your own boss. And I'm always giving myself the day off. I'm like, oh, right. you worked last week. You don't have to work this week. Yeah, exactly. You deserve it, babe. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm better at like making a list of what has to be done and then being like, all right, you know, I'm going to do it on this day and then that day. Like basically, and I think you know this too, like if you don't work, you don't get paid. So that's like the main drive of everything. So that's what I normally like to do. At my like height of being organized on Saturdays, I like plan my week out. So that way I don't have to think about it on Sunday, which is nice because I don't want to like, I just don't want to panic on Sunday about all the shit I have to do.
Yeah, I think Sunday scary is like part of the reason you go off and work for yourself is to get rid of that Sunday scary feeling. So you have to literally do yourself some favors and make your life a little easier for yourself or else, you know, what's the point? Like the point of freelancing is to be able to say like, oh, you know, if something comes up for me on a Tuesday, I can do it because I'm not beholden to anybody. But part of that is holding your feet to the fire every once in a while and being like, you know, I could potentially give myself a break or I could potentially just go watch Housewives all day and not do anything. But then I'll be, you know, it doesn't make the work go away. I'm now behind. It's hard. I get you. It's difficult. And what does Elaine do? Like, what is your household sort of like work situation like?
Yeah, so she works for a popsicle company. It's called King of Pops. They like started in Atlanta and like it was a super, super small production and they've gotten really big. And she's like very important there. Like she's worked there for a long time and, you know, things with COVID, like job titles changed a little bit. I think she handles like big sales. Like, so if Delta Airlines like wants them to come, like she facilitates that.
Would we call her the queen of pops?
Absolutely you would.
Okay. Wow. Elaine. Oh my God. No wonder hashtag Elaine's parents are so proud of her. We love Elaine.
I know.
So is she working from home also? Like, how do you guys manage your schedule together?
Yeah, she's working from home. I have a studio space outside of the home, which I've been in for like a little over a year. And it's a blessing and a curse. Like I miss being able to wake up, brush my teeth and instantly start working. And now I have to like put real clothes on and like leave the house and have a 15-minute commute. But it's great because like our living room is no longer a disaster because of me. Like it's just a disaster now because of the both of us. So yeah, I like she normally gets up before me. She has a 9 a.m. meeting every day.
Dang.
Like for what?
Like every for day? What? That's like rude. I mean, that's like when bosses are like nothing. That's when bosses are like, I just want to like make sure you're here. Like exactly. That's like a micromanaging tactic and I don't like
exactly.
it. Exactly.
Damn. So yeah, she does that and I try to leave the house like shortly after and
nice.
You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Do you feel like you're more I don't know. Like, does the act of leaving the house and working somewhere else sort of like turn that work button for you that maybe like doing everything in your house didn't? Just because when you're home all the time, there's like such a lack of separation.
Right. I actually feel like I worked better at home because I could like, if I needed a second, I could take it. Whereas like now I'll kind of think of my day ahead and I'm like, oh, if I can't complete all 50 things on my to-do list, like why even go to work? Like, I think that's probably a bigger issue that I have.
Okay. Well, no, that makes sense. Okay. Interesting. I like that. Do you ever still work from home or is this like strictly studio business now? You do. Okay.
Yeah. Any kind of computer work I'll do from home, which is great because I can sit on the couch and watch Housewives. I have watched 2 seasons of Atlanta in a week and a half.
Oh. Preaching to the choir here. So Amy, tell us about the Rainbow Mugs, which is sort of like your, the work that you are known for. And the work that I think has gone. Yeah. And I think just to bring it all back. I just think like your mugs go viral. You have to just do like play on drops. It's like a whole thing. Like where did the Rainbow Mugs come from? And like, how did they pick up so much speed?
Okay, so the first thing I did after I got laid off was agree to do a Christmas market in my hometown. So I'm from Dublin, Georgia. It's a couple hours south. It's like smack dab in middle Georgia. And it is like Ray Dunn territory, like very southern. You know, it's like, you know, it's kind of, it's great, but it's also like, oh. Very Trumpy. I painted like so much stuff to take down there, and a lot of Christmas, like Santa stop here and cookies for Santa and all the stuff. And by the like third weekend, because it was like a 4-weekend commitment, I was like, I hate this. I can't look at like any more Santa thing. I'm just gonna like make something that I would want.
Was it selling though? Were you doing well?
It was selling, but it was also a lot of like a lot of people being like, oh, well, I can go to Walmart and I can get a plate for $5, right. You know, so it's ridiculous. But I decided I would like, okay, let me just create some stuff that I would like actually want to own. And so I painted like a rainbow on a mug. Like, and I, as a queer person, get really kind of weird about rainbows because I'm like very proud of my sexual identity, but I don't need like a rainbow flag waving at my house. Sure. I don't know. So
no, yeah, it makes sense.
I just wanted it to be like not a typical rainbow. Like the first one was just like very pastel and muted, and it like sold immediately. And I put it up on Instagram, and it just got like instantly people were like, "Oh, can I buy that?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I guess so." And I was just kind of like taking orders via DM at first, which was a nightmare. Mm. And then truthfully, like I launched my website just to sell rainbow mugs.
Really?
And which is crazy to think about. And so I did like a couple drops, then they sold out within like a couple hours. And they're all like it's pre-order because I like you get to pick your own rainbow or whatever. But I also didn't want to like be sitting on all this inventory. Like at the beginning I was like, maybe they don't sell and I don't want to have like 100 mugs just around because it does take a long time to create this stuff.
Right.
So I did it as pre-order only, and they just kind of like picked up and like have snowballed from there. And
how long ago was that? Was this a year ago Christmas? Was this Christmas? This must've been Christmas 2019.
It was Christmas 2019. Yeah.
So right before the pandemic. Wow. Okay. So what was your goal in terms of, you know, what did you think when you sold that first mug or when you saw the interest in the rainbow mugs, like what were you thinking could come of it?
Literally nothing. I was really? Just like, oh, I had no idea. Like, I was just like, oh, I don't know. I truly did not know people would like them that much, but I forget that like not only is like the rainbow like cute and like trendy, but it also has other connotations like for rainbow babies, like any mother that has miscarried and then they, you know, they finally get pregnant, that's their rainbow baby. And then obviously the queer community loves a rainbow. Like I just didn't factor in that all that would happen. And then now it's like sort of like a almost like a status thing. Like if you have one, I don't know. It's bizarre. Like I never would have thought it would be this way. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Cause I know that you do drops every once in a while. And I feel like every time you do a drop, I also see you message, like doing stories that are like, stop yelling at me. Like, like do people just come and like demand rainbow mugs of you?
Yes. And they also think it's like cute to be like, just sell me one. Just, I won't tell anybody. And I think people forget a lot of things on the internet. Like number one, they forget that it's like a person behind the screen. And two, they forget that like this shit takes time. Like, so one time, probably a year and a half ago, I like popped off on this person who like hadn't, you know, I mean, cause you understand, even if you have a big following, you start to like recognize who has been there for a while and, you know, who's maybe kind of new, and this person was kind of new. And I just like clapped back and was just like, this is how long it takes me to create one. And I was like, no, I cannot add another to my list. And so, yeah, I don't know. I'm working really hard to set up boundaries on the internet to be like, hey, you actually can't talk to me like that because I am just a person and it's just me. Like Elaine helps me in the studio, but it's not like she can sit down and like be an artist. She's not an artist.
Right. Yeah, Elaine's not an artist, you guys, okay? Elaine has no artistic talent. Elaine is the queen of pops. Elaine sucks. That's very fair. I feel like I see influencers do it all the time, or just anyone really with a large following being like, and I saw you posted about that this morning. I've seen other people do it. Like, when you get a link, when you get a message that just says link, and it's like, it just is like painful.
It is.
It's so
and
rude.
I don't open those.
Oh, of course. No, me neither. But tell us what your analogy is to getting that kind of DM.
Yeah, I said that it's like going into a Gap and like walking up to a salesperson who's holding a t-shirt and you just screaming your size at them. Like, that's what it makes me feel like when someone sends me a message that just says link.
Yeah, link. Like, I can't, with like 9,000 question marks. Like, yes. That's going to do anything? Like,
people,
girl, that's
on the
aggressive.
Internet are insane.
No, I
Not
know.
Only do they do that, I've had people like talk about what I'm eating. Like, every now and again, I'll just be like, it's a McDonald's night. And I'll like share that I'm having McDonald's, and people will be like, that's really not good for you. And ooh, I can't believe you eat that. And they just like come for you that way. And like, I don't talk shit about what you're eating.
First of all, never yuck someone's yum. But also, McDonald's is amazing. Like, I mean, you don't want to eat McDonald's, fine. But like, that's your cross to bear. I will be eating it for sure.
Yeah. And one girl who like had been really nice to me online, just they get too comfortable too quick. She responded to like I think I shared like an old picture of myself from like a year ago. And she responded to me and said, and I quote, "You have drastically aged in 1 year."
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And I was like, wow, that sucks. That sucks. And she said, not in a bad way, just in a small business pandemic-y way. And I
have
never
forgotten it. What does that mean? Yeah, of course not. What does that mean? That's like when people did the side-by-sides of Obama like in 2008 and then Obama in 2012. And they were like, he looks older now. It's like, yeah, no shit. We all do. Oh my God. What did you say?
Like, what did you say? I don't have that many. I told her, I was like, that sucks. That's not cool. And then that's when she was like, oh, not in the bad way. And I was like, I don't think there is a good way to interpret what you just said.
To say like you have aged, like if she was talking about your account, if she was talking about your reach, your talent, that's not what she would have said. I feel like she was just like backtracking on it. Also, like, sorry, babe, like we've all kind of fucking aged in the last few years. We're living through the plague. We look old because we're worried about everyone dying from the plague.
Yeah.
Don't fucking DM me again. I would have reached through and just grabbed her by the fucking throat. That's my Jersey housewife in me. I'd be like, you fucking talking to me like that? Mm-hmm. Holy shit. You've aged drastically.
I think about it all the time, which, I mean, I should let it go, but yeah, no, any like fine line that pops up, I'm like, this is that girl's fault.
Yeah.
And again, I don't have that many followers. Like, I keep talking about a large following. I only have 10,000 followers. In the grand scheme of things, that's not that many. But I guess that also means that I see every fucking messages that come in. And be nice.
Think of like... You know, 10,000 followers, though, like, think about it in terms of filling a stadium, filling a room. We're really
trained
to think, like, oh, she has 400,000 followers. Like, that's sort of like a baseline for, like, yada, yada. But if I put all, you know, the podcast followers in a stadium, I'd be, like, really fucking freaked out by that kind of reach.
Oh, yeah.
And 10,000 is the same. It's like, yeah, I don't know. I just... You've aged. Jeez, I can't even believe that. First of all, can I say your hair is on point? So whatever whatever way in which you age, the blonde is like doing great things for me. I had to dye my hair back brown because I could not keep up financially or emotionally with my blonde hair. You are looking fly.
It's an undertaking. Thank you so much.
It really is. Like, people don't really understand like how much goes into keeping hair blonde when you're not naturally blonde. But your hair is icy. I love it. It's nice.
It's got like a
silvery sort of like ice platinum to it. I love it. This is what I wanted my hair to look like. My hair looks so yellow after a while that I gave up. But for a while, you know, when I could go and pay for it and I had people to see and people who would see my blonde hair, I loved it.
Right. I feel so powerful.
You're not a natural blonde, though. That's...
Well, it's tricky because I was, like, always blonde forever. And then a couple years ago, people started being like, oh, yeah, you have light brown hair. And I started having an absolute crisis because I always identified as blonde and, like, didn't... you just see yourself the way that you want to be seen, I guess.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to answer that question. It definitely has gotten a lot darker over the years. I would say I was a dirty blonde. And now I'm platinum.
Tell me how old you are, Amy.
31.
Okay. So do you know, and I'm 34, and this kind of similar thing happened to me when I was 27-ish. I had very curly hair. And then all of a sudden I woke up and my hair was stick straight. Like, apparently your hormones and like your genetic makeup or whatever, like rattles around that time and like things change and your hair is like usually where you see that big change. So I'm wondering if you also just like woke up one day and you were like, okay, now I have fucking brown hair. Okay.
Absolutely. Great. Yes. And it was probably realistically around that time.
Right. Cause like, I don't know. I would straighten my hair within an inch of its life because I was like, I hate curly hair. And now I spend time fucking curling my hair. Ugh. And time marches on. So if people want to buy your rainbow mugs, how would you suggest they secure themselves a mug without driving themselves crazy and without driving you crazy?
You know, we're constantly working out how to make it a little bit better. I mean, one day I'm going to just open them up for sale and let as many people buy one as they want. And then I'm just going to ride off into the sunset and disappear from the internet and steal everyone's money.
Yes.
That is actually my breaking point. no, I'm kidding, please. I'm sorry. I'm kidding. I think the best thing to do, if you go to my Instagram page, there's like a little highlight and it fully explains like how to make an account on my website. Like, you know, when you go somewhere and you've already shopped there before, it's just a quicker experience. That is truly the number one clue I could give you.
Okay.
I also have a Patreon account and like we'll do Patreon only sales so you can get in that way or I'm trying some new stuff out.
You've dropped some good hints and I like it. excellent. Okay, you guys heard her. Don't tell her she's aged. Be like, Amy, you've never looked younger in your life.
Exactly. Compliment me. Yes. Tell me I look 16 and then you can have whatever you want.
Who is this teenager? Amy, I know that you were worried that the item that you brought to G Thanks had already been sort of exhausted. And I said, no, bring it anyway. So tell us. Tell us what you got.
Okay. I have something that has absolutely changed my life. And of course, I've forgotten the name. So maybe you have the actual like item name in front of you.
Okay.
Because I'm just calling it the remote. So it is, I'm a huge reader. I love to read. It is like one of the things I prioritize for myself that I guess is considered like self-care or whatever, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
I love to read on my Kindle. Like Elaine and I will go to the bar a lot and like sit at the bar and like have beers and read. And it's just like something that we
Dreamy.
Love to do.
I love that.
It's so nice. It's because what are we going to do? Talk to each other? I see her
all
the time.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. Talk. What? I have nothing left to say to Dan. I feel you. I get it. That's exactly. No, that's really nice.
Yeah. So recently I purchased a gooseneck kind of mount for my Kindle. And I'm like, great, I can lay in bed and I can read. But then I realize when I get cozy, I don't want to take my arm out and turn the page. So I have found on ye olde Amazon a Bluetooth page turner for your Kindle.
Yeah, it says I just opened the link. It says it's a remote control page turner for Kindle, iPad, your phone, your Android, and even for taking pictures. Wow. Like, I didn't even know this thing was a real thing.
Right. And I will tell you, it is not the most, like, sophisticated piece of technology. Like, it certainly has its issues. But what it does do, it does it pretty well. And I think it's worth the, like, it's like $30, right? It's less than $30.
Not even. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's, like, it says it's unavailable right now. So I'm trying to find probably make a similar one. They're definitely not, if you're paying more than like $30, like you're getting ripped off. Like it's definitely cheaper than that.
And I will say when I first got it, I got it on like New Year's Eve because I was not out partying. I was just thinking about like book accessories I could purchase.
Yeah.
And it was like out of stock, but then I checked the next day and it was back in. So I do think it like fluctuates.
Okay.
I don't know why.
So this remote is a fickle friend. I understand. You tell? I'm looking at the picture of the actual item and it seems like there's like multiple parts. Can you explain like how it actually turns the page of the Kindle?
Yes. Well, as best I can, as I'm not an engineer.
Okay. All right,
Tim Cook. That's the right term.
Go off. Well, whatever. You know, it's fine.
So it has like a little clip that looks like almost like a like what you'd clip in your car to like open a garage or something. So it has like a little a little clip, and you clip it on the edge of your Kindle, and it does cover like a couple centimeters of the screen, but like you can still read. And you turn that on, and then you have a little remote in your hand that has two buttons for reasons I don't understand, because it truly only goes forward. That is like one of the downsides of it.
Okay.
It doesn't go backwards.
Okay.
But that's okay. That's okay.
That's okay.
We all have our flaws.
Right, right.
And that's it. Yeah. So you just make sure that they're connected and turned on, and you press the button to turn the page forward, and you can sit there for hours and read. Like I have my bedside table situation set up. I put my Kindle in the little holder, and last night I read for like an hour in the pitch black dark, like in the same position in bed. And it was incredible.
So I need like a picture, and maybe before the episode airs, you will provide us with one.
I will.
Of sort of like how, like, is it so that you, do you prop up the, well, actually, I know what you're going to say, because this is your second item. And I literally just put two and two together.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm not even going to ask these inane questions, because I know it's about to be answered for me. Okay. So have you ever been in a situation where you needed to turn the page back and thought, oh, fuck, I got to do it with my hand.
Yeah. Okay. And then I call Elaine into the room, and I'm like, Elaine, I get her off the couch, and I'm like, please come turn the page backwards. No, I'll shimmy out and I'll turn the page backwards. I also am a big like highlighter on my Kindle. So I do like, I am having to move every now and again.
Okay.
But yeah, I have the second item that I recommend is like a gooseneck holder, basically. And it just clips on really simple, like to your table or your bedside table, like whatever you want to use. And it holds my Kindle, and I'm just like reading forever.
So I'm trying to imagine, like, are you on your back, on your side? Like, what is your, like, preferred position?
Okay. I'm going to get so deep into this, because
I want
also
you
this
to.
Year, okay, okay.
I need it.
I've purchased a pregnancy pillow. I am not pregnant.
I recommend that to everybody. I'm like, okay. It's great to have they would make more money if it was marketed to everyone, because if your arm ever falls asleep, that's like the perfect thing, but it does take up a lot of space.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't touched Elaine in weeks, because I like to sleep with a pregnancy pillow. So we don't touch anymore, because she cannot get to me because of the pillow, and that's okay. That's the trade-off.
Right.
But I'm basically like on my back with like the pregnancy pillow, like holding me like a little cradle. And then if you really want to get into it, you put the weighted blanket on, and I just like lay like a corpse. I like to do it that way, but I'm also a side sleeper. And so I'll lay on my side too and read it that way. Like you can adjust the, how the holder, for some reason, I'm having the hardest time like thinking of the name, the gooseneck. Yeah. You can adjust that like really easily, and it can be in like whatever position you want.
I'm very into this idea. I have like an iPad holder that's just like a stand. And I usually like lay in my bed on my side and then put the iPad on its side so that it's aligned with my eyesight. But I've never thought of using a gooseneck and making the entire operation hands-free.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Was there like a breaking point? Was there like a handheld breaking point for you that really led you to this place of gooseneck?
Honestly, no, because I have a case on my Kindle. I have a Kindle Oasis, and so it's okay. Like very square. And I have a case on it, and I, since I'm on my side a lot, I will like prop it up on the case. And so I could like, you know, I could read, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But I do notice, this is so weird, but I'll like close one eye. If I'm like laying on my side, I'll like close the eye that's on my pillow, and then I'm just reading with one eye. And I think that's making my eyesight worse. So I guess to answer your question, yes, there was a breaking point, but I don't think I realized that's what was happening.
Okay.
I love I've started traveling with it. Like if we're going to like a weekend away, it's like always in the car with us. Like I'm obsessed with this whole setup.
Now does Elaine have similar? Like is she also like this?
She is interested, but Elaine is like, she has the special ability to be like deep into her phone and then decide that she wants to go to bed, and in 42 seconds she'll be deeply asleep. And I can't do that anymore. And so she likes my setup, but I don't think she needs it for herself.
Okay. Well, congrats to Elaine on the great sleep. Right. We're really jealous. Hate you, Elaine. See, my drawl just came. I'm like, oh, Elaine, I hate you. I hate you, Elaine. You did that again. Oh, I told Amy that, like, when I talk to people who have, like, really thick accents, it doesn't matter from what part of the United States I am adopting it by the end of the conversation. It just like seeks into my, one of my really good friends lives in Virginia. I'm always like, okay, y'all call me later. And she's like, why are you talking like that? It's coming out. It's coming out. That's very nice for her. I'm happy for her. And how much, how much was the gooseneck? How much is this?
$25 maybe.
Okay. So this is kind of like an under $50 setup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you used the remote for anything other than the Kindle? How easy is it to switch between like different devices?
It's very easy to switch between devices because it doesn't even have to like, it only talks to the remote. So like, you don't have to like make sure it's set up to your
paired
iPad
to your
or
thing.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. And you just like take the clip off and put it on somewhere else.
Well, that,
I
like that.
I just charged it again. Yeah, it's so nice. And the charge
how long
holds
does
for
it,
a while.
Yeah. Okay, good. That was gonna ask.
The only downside I see is like if I keep, I'm used to keeping my Kindle closed, like with the cover on it. And I have been keeping it just open lately because the clip is on there and you can't close it with the clip on. And it is depleting my Kindle battery a lot faster. So I'm just now trying to get in the habit of like actually taking the clip off, closing my Kindle, and then putting the clip back on. So it's not like depleting my Kindle.
Okay. So that seems like sort of like a you thing, you know, like that's
absolutely.
Sort of like hashtag just you things. I know. I like that a lot. I mean, I'm so happy you brought those things because, you know, Laura Lutz from Borough Home was just on. She was talking about the Libby app and she's also like a Kindle reader. I'm a Kindle person. You're a Kindle person. I know that like in the last 10 years, there's been this whole like parting of the Red Sea, like the people who want to read the physical books and the people who are like, I can't read a physical book anymore. I'm on the right side and I barely can read my Kindle anymore. I just like being able to have options, you know, like traveling with a Kindle allows you to access your entire library and whatever other book you might be into at the moment. Whereas like, I remember being a kid packing for vacation and like really agonizing over like which books I was going to take, because what if I got there and I didn't want to read any of them? So I would just take like a whole duffel bag of books.
Absolutely.
I never really kind of thought about making the Kindle. So I don't know if you've seen my inflatable hot tub that I have in my.
Okay. Every day I'm like, can I get that at our apartment? Is that allowed? Can I just put it in our parking spot? I don't know what we're going to do.
Honestly, you
but
could.
We're gonna get it.
You probably could. I'm all very pro. A thing that I like to do is I have a little float in there, like a literal float in a hot tub. It's one of those like mesh seats. So your whole entire body is like in the tub, but you're floating still. And
I love that.
I bought a waterproof Kindle when I got this hot tub because I knew that I would like lose my coordination and like dunk my Kindle. And I did do that with my non-waterproof Kindle on. So it was a good purchase. But I never thought about goosenecking it to like the cup holder on the tub and then having the remote just sort of like just holding it in one hand while I'm floating. I don't know. This could be like a real game changer for the tub. I don't know that I need it for bed. Like, I'm pretty good. Like, I like just lying on my side and then reading. But the hot tub always provide, like, I like to, I could read and have my drink. The wheels in my head are turning, Amy. You've really gotten
me. What I love about the Kindle is, like, you can customize it. So I have my font, like, huge. Like, everyone makes fun of me. But Grandma it makes font. It easier for – yes, it's on, like, literal, like, 0.9. It's, like, huge. But I read easier and faster when the font is bigger and I'm not, like, straining. Yes. So you could absolutely, like, turn the font up high, put it to the side, and just, like, float around the hot tub.
You know, I'm a small font girl, but now I'm thinking about it and I'm like, who am I trying to impress? Exactly. Like, no one? Oh, I'm gonna up my font on my phone too.
Crank it up.
Yes. I'm always like, sorry, hold on. I love it. Oh, you're giving me lots of ideas. I'm like very excited.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with it. Like, it's the best thing I've bought in a long time.
And the Oasis, Dan has the Oasis. I have the Paperwhite. I'm just a Paperwhite kind of gal. I love
Paperwhite.
Paperwhite's great. I, for some reason, have never really in my life broken a phone. Like, I knock on wood, have never really dropped or shattered my phone. I have broken Kindle after Kindle after Kindle.
Really?
I don't know what it is. I just get really
what
bad.
What are you like, doing to them?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. But I feel like there's sometimes I'm like, this Kindle doesn't hold a charge anymore. This Kindle has like a weird pixelated spot, so I can't read like half the word. Like, I have purchased in the last probably 12 years, like maybe 6 Kindles. Like, that's not a great track record. So I always buy them used on eBay now, which is like a great place to get them for like under $50, and like, who cares if, like, I don't know, you just don't need a brand new Kindle. But Dan lives and dies by the Oasis, and I want to hear your take on it, because the Oasis is like the like Cadillac. Is the Cadillac a nice car still? Okay. I'm like it, I don't know. It's a bougie
so funny
Kindle.
You say that. Because in, you know, anytime somebody asks in the Facebook group, like, about Kindles, I'm always like, I'm in there, like, talking about it. And one time I said, like, I have the Oasis, but, you know, honestly, the paperback is really kind of all you need. And someone came back and they were like, for real? Like, my Oasis, like, the screen's bigger, and she gave all these other reasons. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I guess so. But I've never thought, like, wow, I'm so glad I have an extra inch of screen space. I guess because I do keep my font so giant.
That's probably it. But why did you feel compelled to buy it? Because it's like $190. Okay. Yeah.
No,
I get
it. It was more than that. At the time when I got it for Christmas, one year, it was my only Christmas gift. And it was like $350. It was stupid.
Oh my
God.
But
I will say, it does have the buttons, which is really nice, whereas the Paperwhite doesn't anymore.
You and Dan.
Dan is nice.
Like the buttons. I, you know, my favorite version of the Kindle was the one with the keyboard. Loved the keyboard.
That was a long time ago.
They don't make that anymore. They don't make that anymore. And I've been looking on eBay, but they don't even like make them compatible
sure
with like
work.
Today.
Yeah.
It doesn't even work. I've tried. Don't worry. I didn't realize it was that expensive. Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's not anymore, but at the time it was very expensive. I remember my mom being like, we couldn't get you anything else for Christmas because you asked for this. And I was like, all right, that's fine. Like, not that big of a deal. But I love it.
Love
it's
that.
Like, and it's super light. Like, I don't know if Dan has a case on his.
He has a very thin leather one. Yeah, it's so light.
Yeah.
It's just so teeny tiny.
And without the case too, like, it's very ergonomic, like the way they have it like made for your hand. So I it definitely has its perks, but if you don't want to spend the money, the Paperwhite is absolutely where it's at.
I mean, I'm looking right now, you know, there's still $350, like the ones that hold a ton of books, like the ones with more room space. And then, you know, there's waterproof ones, and like, I'm very happy with my Paperwhite. I think it's fine, but I think you're right. Like, once you go to the, like, I've never read on a Oasis, right? And it's almost like maybe I should never, because I think I would see the differences.
Absolutely.
I would see the differences. Yeah. I also just don't And I admitted this on the episode with Laura too. Like, I just don't read enough right now. I lost that skill in the last couple of years. So like, I know myself better than to be like, I'm going to buy the $350 Kindle and that's going to be the thing that makes me read. Like, girl, we've been there.
Can you just like, are you at a place where you can't focus or you just can't find anything you like, or like you just don't want to do it? Which I totally get it.
It's the focus for me. I actually started, I read in a day last week because I was really, Laura really encouraged me to like, set a whole thing, like, you know, clean bedroom, light a candle, and then on my iPad I did like an ambiance video that was like,
yeah, that's my favorite thing, yeah,
like little coffee shop in the fall. Mm-hmm. And I read an entire Colleen Hoover book, which was like candy. It was amazing.
That's I can't tell you the last book I read in one sitting.
Oh, two sittings. That's but crazy. I got into it. I will buy. I am Cameron Diaz in The Holiday when she goes, I buy all the books, but I don't read them. You know, it's more like, it's almost like, I feel the same way about watching prestige TV a little bit. It's like, oh God, I have to sit down and like, my brain has to be like
in the right headspace.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, who is in the right headspace? I think unless you're a real person who's like, all of my escape comes from books. Whereas like, I'm like, all of my escape comes from Bravo television. And Law and Order. I feel like, I'm really only in a place of like Colleen Hoover right now because it's like easy to digest. But also I am not book snobby in that way. I just think like, you know, read whatever, however you want and whenever you want. So I think I'm like getting there, but I think like making the hot tub my like reading place is going to change a lot. And now with this gooseneck, I think you're going to see a brand new Caroline. I think I'm going to be a literate Caroline, not illiterate Caroline. It's coming. She's coming. What's the last great book you read and recommend to listeners?
Oh, that's hilarious. And I think in my gut, I knew you were going to ask me this question. And
did you come prepared?
Absolutely not. I knew I should have. And that's the thing. Like, I love reading. I love talking about books. If I am like a week out from a book, I cannot tell you what happened in it.
Right.
So I'm just going to tell you, I'll tell you two of my top books.
Okay.
That I haven't read them recently, but the first one is a John Boyne book. It's called The Heart's Invisible Furies.
Okay.
It's like 500 pages long, but you'd never know. It is so good. And then the other one is by Bryn Greenwood, and it's called All the Ugly and Wonderful Things. Okay. And I literally stopped being friends with a girl in my book club because she had a different opinion about it than I did. It's very like, it's a good discussion book because things happen that you're either like really against or you're really for. Okay. And she was against it, and I stopped being a friend. I haven't talked to her since. She's dead to me.
Okay, well, if that's not the best book review I've ever read, now I gotta know. Well, now I have to know. Like, you really sold it. Like, now I want to know why you hate her. So now I have to read the book. You know what I mean? Like, don't tell me anything.
I won't tell you anything. Yeah, we'll come.
Don't
back.
Even tell it me is, your opinion. I want to see if you hate me after I read it. We'll see.
Okay. I won't.
Wow.
It's about an inappropriate relationship. I will say that.
Well, I love that. Okay, I'm reading okay, this is great. This is going right to the Kindle. Oh my gosh, and I have Kindle Unlimited, and it's a Kindle Unlimited book, y'all.
There you go.
Y'all, it's a Kindle Unlimited book. Okay, you just download it right now. You tell us what you think. Okay. Now I'm getting in my zone. Wow, Amy, I could talk to you forever. I'm so happy that you came on the show. Let's do it. Just come be my co-host. Seriously.
Forget time limits.
Forget rainbow mugs. We're done. You're a podcaster now. You have a microphone. Yes. Elaine, turn off the heat. Oh, wait. Right. Before we go, please tell everybody what card game you played the other night. I'm not even going to say anything. Take the floor.
Nope. Okay. I will tell you after just months and months of seeing Caroline talk about cover your assets, I finally broke down and bought it. And I think I bought it last year, and it's just been like sitting around, and I'm always bummed to get like 4-player games minimum, you know, because it's just me and Elaine always. But anyway, Elaine and I and her parents went to a brewery this weekend and we played Cover Your Assets, and we had so much fun to the point where we have both been like, ugh, I want to play Cover Your Assets right now, but we can't because it's just the two of us. And yeah, I mean, we had the best time, like to the point where I have gone in. Elaine won the last game and I am so bitter about it that I went into the score sheet and like scratched her name out as the winner and like put my own and keep being like, Elaine, are you so upset that you lost Cover Your Assets this weekend? And she's like, no, I won. And I'm like, really? Check the scorecard, because I'm pretty sure it says that I won. Like, I'm such a nightmare. But yeah, I mean, I can't stop thinking about it. All I want to do is play it.
Welcome to my world. We are obsessed. Every time people would come over and hang out in our backyard, and this was mostly last summer and like before Omicron, we would like force people to play it with us because we were like, yeah. So it's like, if Grandpa Beck is listening, if you could just make an online version of Cover Your Assets, I would pay whatever you wanted me to pay for it. Just figure out how to make it virtual. You. It's so much fun. And you and my relationship dynamic and Jackie Johnson, who I host many episodes with, and her husband, every time you play, like the claws come out like it. Fun that way. It's so aggressive. Did hashtag Elaine's parents love the game?
They loved it. Well, at first if her mom is not good at a game, she instantly hates it. But then you kind of win her over because she gets better at it. Yeah, for sure. It's so funny to watch because she'll just be like, ugh. And so there were times where she was being challenged and she would just be like, take it. Because that's a big part of the game is you like challenge the other person for their assets. And it was just so funny. But they're like whipping cards out and like the faces we're making at each other is so funny and like smirking so hard. And obsessed.
It's so much fun. And I say this when we talk about it on Instagram, but I think the best part about it is that there are only a few hard and fast rules to how you play the game. Your strategy can change anytime. And there are only like three things that you can do when it's your turn, but you don't have to do any of them. And that's what makes it fun, is like the game is a little bit of luck in terms of what you get in your hand, but it's a lot of strategy. And it's fun. It's really fun. And then when everyone's counting their money and someone who's like done counting way before, like the person who has the most money is counting and like everyone's mad about that. I'm so happy. And I feel so horrible when people are like, can you play this with two people? And I'm like, you can't. And I fucking wish you could, because I would.
That's okay.
I wish you could play it with just one person.
I know. We play gin rummy all the time. So that will satisfy us until we can get two other people to play.
Everyone says it's similar to Cover Your Ass. It's like based on gin rummy or like similar vibe. But I don't know anything about gin rummy at all.
So also it's confusing because there's a gin and there's a gin rummy. And it depends on, I think, how many players are playing. And I don't necessarily see the correlation to Cover Your Assets, but maybe.
I thought gin and gin rummy were the same, and just people who were very familiar with the game called it gin. Like not by my full
like
name. Please, gin rummy is my father. Call me gin. Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. That changes everything. I'm going to have to do some Googling totally before sure. Exactly. Oh, Amy, love this. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
When you said I'm just going to talk about how funny you are. I posted a picture of Elaine counting her thing with her calculator app on her phone. And Caroline comes back and says, Elaine with a calculator, women in STEM. And we cannot stop laughing. So fucking funny.
Women in STEM forever. I'm so glad you love that. I have Nora McInerney and I just shout women in STEM at each other all the time. Like if I can connect my phone to my CarPlay without any struggle, like women in STEM, like, what am I doing? Like, okay, engineer. Does anyone need a new Brilliant. Vaccine? I can create it because I just got my Spotify working on my fucking car. When I can like pick up, oh God, like what else? Oh, one time I had to troubleshoot why my rice cooker wasn't working, and it ended up being because it wasn't plugged in. So women in STEM, I did that. I was like, oh, okay, let me just, okay. Yeah, I figured it out. Women in STEM.
Oh,
and
my God.
Elaine
Genius.
Is a woman in STEM. Use our phone calculator and we use the notes app to do all the adding and stuff. And Elaine is sitting there like a goddamn accountant with that calculator.
Absolutely.
She was ready.
Get
she was
her
making
banker's bib.
I think
or
you need
little,
to.
Little, like green hat. Yeah. The visor. Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to get too big for her britches. You got to reel it
she
in.
Is.
I know. She already is. Elaine, goddamn it. Queen of pops. Queen of pops, Elaine. Amy, this was so much fun. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
This was the best. Can you tell everybody where they can find you, where they can buy your work? Let them know.
Yep. You can find me on Instagram at at Amy Y'all. My name is A-M-M-I-E. It's a family name. I can't talk about it. And then Y'all, Y-A-L-L. And my website's the same, just amyall.com.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. And I will link to everything we talked about in the show notes, including where you can buy one of Amy's famous rainbow mugs. If you dare tell her that she has aged, she will not sell. She will sell you the mug and then ghost you. So you'll be out money and you will not have a mug. And yeah, you guys, Amy is so delightful. Follow her ASAP. I just love it. Amy, thank you so much. And we'll see y'all. We'll see y'all next week for another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It. Okay.
Bye.
You just listened to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the G-Thanks Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the G-Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at Caroline at gthanksjustboughtit.com or leave me a message at 424-245-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/gthanksandfriends.